Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Video game developers and publishers have often gone to heck and back to make their passion project a reality. It's only right then that they should be immortalized within it, their names proudly emblazoned on the credits. The issue with these credits, of course, is that they don't tend to retain the attention of the consumer. It's tough to capture that, though there are ways. Sometimes they simply won't include a skip button, but these titles offer unlockables or even mini-games to make players stick around as the credits roll. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 9 video games that reward you for watching the credits. Number 9. Hitman Blood Money, Agent 47 Rises from the Dead. The Hitman series is above all full of surprises. It's an absolute murderous playground and there's plenty of things to explore and find. There are multiple approaches to any given mission, meaning that players are free to experiment and see how that chef's hat or other obscure item will help them to assassinate their target. 2006's Hitman Blood Money, however, took the surprising nature of the series to new extremes. When the game's final mission, Requiem, begins, Agent 47 appears to be dead. His funeral is underway and the credits begin. As the names speed by, the player learns that they're able to move the stricken assassin, unless they don't, in which case he actually dies. It appears he'd merely been placed in a temporary death-like state by an odd sort of poison, to which Diana sneakily supplies the antidote through her lipstick. In what is one of the greatest post-credit scenes in all of gaming, we then watch Agent 47 tear through the attendees of his would-be cremation. Number 8. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, a classic mode credits shoot-a-thon. As any fan of the Super Smash Bros. Series knows, the games pride themselves on their high-octane madcap gameplay. Some prefer a pure experience without bob-ombs, smash balls, and everything else flying freely, but whether you enable items or not, matches are fast and frantic. As is series tradition, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate doesn't let up with that philosophy, even when classic mode is complete and the staff credits are rolling. Instead of just a list of static names, this is yet another opportunity for mayhem. In a similar fashion to WarioWare Get It Together, each name in the credits can be blasted, this time by the character the player was using, now riding a sort of spaceship. The player can rapid fire or launch charge shots, even potentially setting off huge chain reactions with explosives. The scrolling gunplay then shifts perspectives multiple times. There's high scores to beat and actually rewards to be obtained, so it's worth engaging with. Number 7. Guitar Hero Live, The Things We Do for Achievements. Ever since achievements and trophies were added to games, they've been an indelible part of the industry. Whether in-game achievements have been added by the developers themselves or the title is compatible with the system's official ones, they're very hard to resist for a certain subset of players. Completionists, of which I absolutely am one, will take on pretty much any insane challenge to get that very satisfying achievement pop. Wily developers have at times used this compulsion to try and ensure that their names are honored on the menu screen. Would you skip a game's credits if you knew that you'd unlock an achievement for watching them in full? Perhaps not. I definitely wouldn't. While several titles do this, Guitar Hero Live deserves a special mention. To unlock the game's credit is due achievement, the game's full credits have to be watched twice over. As these particular credits are actually pretty darn lengthy, that's an exercise in and of itself. You earn that achievement. Number 6, The Typing of the Dead, earning New Game Plus mode in the strangest way ever. The Typing of the Dead combines light gun blasting horror and typing testing fun in a way that's entirely unique. Zombies are a very common trope in video games, but this is an experience unlike any other. On completing Typing of the Dead, it's understood that at this point you will have typed many, many zombies to death. Another death. To redress the balance then, the game's credit sequence asks you to do something very different. Save them. Canny players will have realized, of course, that typing out the names of the staff members who worked on the title has a surprising effect. The 8 blue containment chambers on the screen correspond to a series of names in the credits, and typing them all out successfully will release a zombie from containment. Causing finely choreographed zombie dancing by releasing all 8 is no small feat, and doing so will grant you extra features. Number 5, Earthworm Jim, the most bizarrely educational end credits in history. The ever outlandish Earthworm Jim series isn't one to take anything at all seriously. It's a wonderful blend of toilet humor, weirdness, and attitude that just screams 1990s, and it's utterly priceless as a result. With all this in mind, it's no surprise that there's a particular secret that even massive fans may have missed out on. You can find it at the end credits of the Easy Mode of the special edition of the first game in the series. Doing so prompts a sarcastic, "You're the best" message to appear on screen, followed by one of the snarkiest voiceovers you'll ever witness.
What a worm, playing on practice, eh?
This is followed by a 3 to 4 minute diatribe regaling the player with various facts about worms. Your reward for watching these credits, the actual names follow in due course, is a very different but equally valuable one. Wormy knowledge. The actual ending, meanwhile, is only accessible by beating the game on a harder difficulty. Number 4, Final Fantasy VII, The Fate of the World is Somewhat Revealed. Final Fantasy VII, needless to say, is one of the most beloved games of all time, particularly of JRPGs. Cloud Strife's story is a gripping one, as he and his allies learn of the threat posed by Sephiroth and set out to thwart him with the fate of the world in the balance. The central themes of the game are the life stream, the environment, and the importance of protecting the delicate processes involved. All of this comes to a head in the shape of the Holy Materia, a tremendous force capable of eradicating all that's bad for the planet, including, of course, the magical meteor that Sephiroth and Jenova have sent on a collision course with the world. Bugenhagen muses on whether humans are good or bad for the planet, and it's this very mystery that the post-credits scene seeks to explore further. The reward for waiting for the credits to play out is a brief cinematic of the foreboding remains of Midgar overgrown with plant life. Subsequent releases in the Final Fantasy series take away from this, but the original message was clear and is as important as ever. Number 3, Legacy of Kain, Soul Reaver. Don't skip this fantastic art. Legacy of Kain Soul Reaver is a 1999 classic, and it's a wonder why we've never seen a remaster or a remake. In this classic title, the vampire Raziel is tasked by the Elder God to restore the realm of Nosgoth as a Reaver of Souls. This means a combination of platforming, hack and slash combat, and copious amounts of grim and grisly atmosphere. Raziel doesn't successfully dispatch Kain, who then makes his escape. Fortunately, sequel Soul Reaver 2 emerges from this closure-free ending, but Legacy of Kain's final credits do something very special indeed, which is rarely seen in other titles, a concept art slideshow. This title's grim and gothic art may not be to everyone's taste, but the sheer creativity and brilliance of some of the area and creature designs is worthy of admiration. Today, this sort of content would be buried inside a special edition release or pre-order bonus content. Number 2, Catherine, a full helping of a truly strange ending. By the end of quirky puzzle title Catherine, there's no denying that protagonist Vincent Brooks has really been through the ringer. This mature title from Atlus sees Brooks suffering from awful nightmares, which form one of the title's two unique gameplay elements. In these, he laboriously climbs a tower of crates, which he has to ascend by sliding and moving them. By day, meanwhile, he fosters relationships with Catherine with a C and Catherine with a K, his two girlfriends. The choices he makes influence his future with Catherine or Catherine, and the social element of the game can be just as fraught depending on those decisions. Catherine, the game, not the woman, has several endings, and those familiar with the title will know that some of them are utterly bizarre. However, the story concludes, Catherine pulls a particularly clever trick to ensure that all eyes are on the final credits roll. Small clips are shown as the names scroll away, providing more insight into each ending. This whole surreal experience is incomplete without them. Number 1, Borderlands 2, a credit sequence as quirky and entertaining as the game itself. The humor of the Borderlands game certainly isn't for everyone. It's a little rude, a little silly, a little slapstick. It's an acquired taste. As brutal and bloody as the action can be, this Gearbox looter shooter never takes itself seriously for a second. True to form, while its credit sequence doesn't offer tangible rewards or provide a minigame, it manages to be an entertaining watch nonetheless. As the names start to scroll, it seems like this will be your typical movie end credits-esque display, but Gearbox soon ups the ante. The funky music builds in tempo, and hand-drawn images appear on screen showing glimpses of the main cast and other NPCs going about their post-Handsome Jack lives. The scenes repeat, at which point viewers' interest may begin to wane, but then you get these personal messages and thanks from the developers, and they are an absolute delight to read. From the touching, thank you to my wonderful partner Liz for being my muse, and to my family and friends for all their love and support I could wish for, to the hilarious, something clever, something thoughtful, nah, belongas. These are must reads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.